In association with Miramax Films and New Line Cinema, British Sky Broadcasting presents Rumble in the Bronx, starring Jackie Chan, Anita Muir, Francois Yip, Bill Tung, Mark Akerstream, Garvin Cross and Morgan Lam. The director is Stanley Tong, and the audio description is on behalf of the MCS Agency. The music is by J. Peter Robinson. Silhouetted against a rising sun, a passenger jet flies high above the clouds on its route from Hong Kong to New York. The wheels on the jet come down as it starts a wide circle in preparation for landing. Now under a clear blue sky, the Statue of Liberty, overlooking New York Harbor. The passenger jet touches down at Kennedy International Airport. As a tractor pulls cargo containers across the airport concourse, a well-built Oriental man pushes his luggage trolley from the departure terminal. He stares around as if looking for somebody. Another Oriental rushes in and sees him. He calls out the name Keong. The two men hug. A caption translates, "Uncle Bill, I thought that you were not coming." Both chase after the luggage trolley, which has rolled into the road. Now in his pickup truck, Uncle Bill asks Keong, "How is your English?" He replies, "My English is good for simple things."
"Then let's use it."
"Okay."
"Hey, nephew, listen to me. The more you speak English, the better you get at it. After all, you're in the USA now."
"Wow.
By the way, thanks for staying an extra week."
"Of course. You're my uncle." "Wow. This place really looks wonderful."
"Of course. This is Manhattan."
"Is it your supermarket near?"
"I can only dream about having a market here. No, my market's in the Bronx."
A train rumbles on an overhead line as the pickup truck turns into a rundown area. A cop chases after a criminal.
"Wow, looks like a really tough area."
"Something's always happening here. That's New York for you. You'll get used to it." "Honey, I'm home!" "She must be at the market."
"Wow, Uncle, this place is huge."
3,000 square feet. If I brought it back to Hong Kong, I'd be set for life." "Oh, yes. Look at my pictures. See? I have pictures of everyone here, the whole family. And your father is here, too. He's winning a tournament again. In those days, he won every tournament there was, like you do now. We were inseparable, but I decided to come to America and stayed almost 30 years. Oh, I missed my family. Tell you what, I'll get ready, and we'll go down to the market. And you can meet your future auntie there, okay?"
Keong Spy is a martial arts trainer that has shirts hanging on it.
"Hey, Uncle, you still practice?"
"That old thing? Your dad gave it to me. Otherwise, I would have used it for firewood a long time ago." "I see you've kept up."
"Just sometimes."
Keong does a knockabout with the wooden trainer. He slaps at incredible speed, the knob sticking out and the cushion top creating dust. Uncle Bill stares at his nephew admiringly. A young boy in a wheelchair applauds.
"Hi, Danny."
"Hi, Uncle Bill."
"Pretty good. My nephew from Hong Kong,
Keong." "Hi, Keong. Good moves. You're number one."
"Keong is a Hong Kong champion. My neighbor, Danny Chen. Hey, shouldn't you be in school?"
"I'm going."
"Oh, let's take him down to the bus."
"Okay."
"Okay, bye, Danny." "Be sure to study hard."
"Bye."
"Let's go."
"Bye-bye."
An hydraulic ramp lifts Danny into the school bus.
"Danny, this is for you."
"For me?"
"Yes."
"Thank you."
"Don't play with it in class."
"Okay." "Okay, bye."
"What was that?"
"I give him my old video game."
"Ah, the poor kid. He has a hard life. He only has a sister and she neglects him. It is. My life's work. I'm seeing a buyer today. I plan to sell and retire.
Really? Then why are you painting this place?
Well, fresh paint makes it look better. I can impress my buyer. Why haven't they started to paint that side yet? You go in first. I'll take a look.
Okay.
Pyong steps into the supermarket. Among the heavy shelves of food, he spots a woman with short dark hair who is making notes on a clipboard.
Hi. May I help you with something?
I'm Kyung.
Kyung?
I'm Bill's nephew.
Oh, you just arrived.
Yes, I just got in. I smoke here for my future auntie.
Huh? What?
Not everyone here is your aunt. She's Mrs. Chung, here to help with the wedding.
Excuse me.
Oh, my nephew, honey! Kyung.
A fat black woman kisses Bill.
This is your nephew.
Now she kisses Kyung.
Oh, I heard so much about you. Oh, honey, do you know if the champagne has arrived?
Don't worry, honey. Everything will be all right. Go ask Tina.
Tina, is it
champagne was delivered this morning?
Hey, what's up? Surprised to see your future auntie?
Yeah, a little.
Hey, what can I say to you? Welcome to America, my nephew. This aunt of yours, huh? She is a great woman.
Hi, Mr. Chu.
Oh, Walter, I'm on my way. Go give your aunt a hand, okay?
Hey,
Walter.
This is my client. Elena.
Hi, Elena.
Yeah, she's very interested in looking at your market.
Oh, glad to meet you.
Mr. Chu.
How are you?
Oh, please come in.
Pleasure.
Feel free to ask me anything.
All right.
We're the only market within 7 or 8 blocks. That's many regular customers.
Yeah, that certainly makes for great business, doesn't it?
Summer's our peak period.
Uh-huh.
The pretty Oriental woman adjusts her hair in front of the shop mirror.
Elena, this way, please.
Uh-huh.
Please, have a seat.
Oh, thanks.
Something to drink.
Oh, no, thank you. I see you have a one-way mirror.
Oh, a good boss must keep an eye on everything, right?
Here are my records.
Kyung does lifting exercises with heavy bottles.
Ooh, look at that! Ooh, I wish Uncle Bill had your muscle. Ooh, and you're handsome, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Why sell when you're doing so well?
Oh, it's not Mr. Chu's idea, but his future wife wants to buy a ranch after the wedding.
Kyung exercises as Alina watches through the one-way mirror.
Reading. Racehorses, you know.
Yes.
Oh, I know. Well, the price. It's too high. Can't you come down?
Let me tell you. I was offered $390,000 for it. Mm.
Kyung squeezes a spot in front of the mirror.
So, I'll give it to you now for that price.
You like that, huh? Are you happy with that price?
Me? No. Why, it's 20% more than I thought.
Maybe we can do something about that.
Kyung moves a trolley in the car park as a sleek, vintage car is parked.
Okay, $370,000.
Okay. Then we have a deal.
Then please sign here to show that you accept the offer.
Here?
Yes, right there.
Uncle.
Oh, meet my nephew, Kyung.
Oh. Hi, Kyung.
Hi.
You just arrived?
Yes, I did.
This is Walter Lau.
How are you?
Uncle, huh? There's a Stephen Lau outside. He's bought a car.
Oh, Stephen Lau. I'll be there.
Oh. Well, papers, I don't know.
You can sign them for
you
me.
Really you really should sign. Come on, it's just standard procedure.
Okay, here you are.
Thank you.
Okay. The deal is done. Just look at all the walls around here. They all look so messy with the graffiti all over them. But my shop is clean and neat. Everyone here likes me, so they spare the market.
Yes,
hey, Stephen,
right.
I won't be a minute, okay?
No problem.
So, now that we're in business, I must invite you to my wedding tomorrow afternoon. Walter knows where. Come at 1 o'clock.
Oh,
thank you.
Good.
I'll see you there.
Thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
Well,
we'll both be there.
Oh, Stephen. Oh, my friend. Oh, I can't think.
Wow, isn't that a great car?
Of course,
yes.
It's an antique.
I told my boss I'm taking the car in for a tune-up. So be very careful with it.
Hey, don't worry. Sure, I'll be careful. I'm picking up my bride in it tomorrow. Yeah. Hey, my nephew Kyung.
Hi.
Hey, Steven.
Yeah, we're just mad.
How are you?
Here.
No,
take
no.
Take this, just some lucky money. No, no,
I
this
can't.
Is old tradition. You must take it. Okay?
Thank you, thank you. Hey, remember, don't scratch it or anything.
Just relax. I'll treat it like my baby.
Okay.
The vintage car is now parked in a line of other vehicles in an underpass. A gang of bikers, led by a flamboyantly decorated quad bike, arrive. A light goes on in a room overlooking the underpass. Wearing a blue leotard, Kyung gets up from a couch and peers from an open window at the bikers outside. Uncle Bill sleeps soundly on a bed in the room. Kyung stares, focusing on a couple of gang members as they meet in the underpass.
Nothing. First, let's see the dinero. $1,000.
A blonde woman and a brunette prepare for a race as money exchanges hands.
The Angelo! Go!
Let's do it.
Looking intrigued, Kyung climbs through the window onto a graffiti-scrawled balcony. From another balcony, a plastic bag of dope is lowered on a string. The two girls eye each other aggressively and rev their bikes before screeching away with their front wheels off the ground. They turn and head back. Cheered on by the gang members, they ride their bikes over two lines of parked cars. Windscreens smash, roofs are dented. Kyung focuses on his uncle's precious vintage car, which is in the line. He dashes back into the room where his uncle is sound asleep.
Uncle! Uncle! Hey, your friend's car! Uncle! Uncle, come on! Uncle, wake up!
Kyung slides down a fire escape ladder and mounts one of the cars, trying to protect the vintage car which is next in line. The brunette bounces back onto the road as he waves frantically.
No! This is my car!
The attractive brunette glares at Kyung as her blonde opponent goes on to win the race. The cops arrive and the gangs disperse. With the underpass empty apart from parked cars, Kyung calls up to the window he climbed out of.
Uncle! Uncle, let me in, open the door! Uncle!
Next, his uncle's bride, dressed in white, sings at her wedding reception.
Now that we're together, still my heart is burning with desire. My love for you goes higher and higher.
While Alina and other guests look on, Uncle Bill and his singing bride lead the dancing. Dressed in a tuxedo, Kyung joins a leader at a table where she sits alone.
Have a drink?
I've got one.
I'm Kyung.
Yes, I heard yesterday. Muscles Kyung, right? Sit down.
Thank you. Congratulations, you bought the market. Make my uncle stay.
Thanks. I'm happy too.
If you need help, I stay longer.
Oh.
Hey, Elena! Thank you for coming.
Mr. Chu, congratulations. I've got some good news.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kyung says he will help.
He did?
Yes, every day next week.
Oh, good for you, Kyung. Making yourself useful so soon.
Yes, it's in good hands.
Told you I'd take care of you.
Uh-huh.
Kyung is the best there is. With him helping you, I can enjoy my honeymoon.
Oh, good.
Hurry up, Bill. Huh? Everyone's waiting. Come on.
Call anytime. He'll be there for you. Kyung, okay. Thanks again for staying. Bye.
Excuse See you later. Please.
Well, I guess I know what my schedule is this week.
We open at 6:30. We have so much work to do.
Later, Kyung does his exercises while listening to the radio.
This just in. A major diamond robbery took place this morning in Manhattan's Diamond District. The diamonds are estimated to be valued at several million dollars. The police have no leads at this time. We return now to our regular program.
Wearing his blue leotard, Kyung walks on his muscular arms to answer the door. It's the newlyweds.
Kyung!
He dashes off.
What's going on?
Oh, he may have girlfriend inside.
You know. Oh, ready?
Shh. I'm coming. Let me get my pens.
Hey, Kyung. He's the last of the paperwork. Give it to Elena. Here's some spending money for you. We'll see you in a week. The apartment is yours. Let's go.
Have a nice time.
Good for you, Kyung.
Uncle. Uncle, I'm coming.
It's okay. Bye. Have fun.
Kyung emerges, pulling up his pants. Later, the motorcycle gangs arrive at the supermarket while Alina and Kyung sort paperwork in the office.
These are the papers I signed.
Thank you.
The check.
Thank you. This is the last of the paperwork.
Oh, good.
Well, I get discount when I shop here.
Huh? You want a discount? My business is just starting up. Besides, when would you buy from me? You're going back so soon. So, when do you leave?
Uncle says when he comes home from the honeymoon, we will go back together.
Will you come back to visit?
Kyung stares through the one-way mirror. They see a gang member, Angelo, helping himself to drinks.
Wait.
He already stole some candy bars.
This mirror's useful.
Leather-jacketed Angelo pulls a face in the mirror.
This guy's a jerk. Don't worry. I'll make him pay for everything.
Alina leaves the office and picks up a half-finished bottle.
Hey, Nancy. Anything else you want, babe?
No.
Angelo.
Yo. Oh, don't worry. It's on me.
Angelo crosses to the checkout girl holding a Kit Kat bar.
Yoo-hoo! How much do you want for this candy bar?
50 cents.
What about these drinks?
What?
You drank these back there.
You want me to pay for this stuff? Why don't you drink it, huh? Huh? Here, try some!
An Oriental gang member says in Cantonese, what's going on? Alina replies, this guy wouldn't pay for his drink. He steals some things and is making a scene.
What's this stupid bitch talking about, huh?
You stealing?
Why?
Yeah, stealing?
The Oriental gang member starts wrecking the store. Kyung delivers a neck blow.
What's up? You got a problem?
Yo! ¿Qué pasa? Hey, what you doing, man?
Angelo produces a blade.
So, you're a tough guy, huh?
No! No trouble. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. The chocolate.
You! You shut up!
With lightning speed, Kyung disarms him and takes on the gang, delivering sharp kung fu blows. Alina stares horrified as the Oriental gangman now produces a knife. Kyung explodes a fizzy drink into his face and sends him reeling over the counter. Another gang member comes at Kyung with a knife. He's quickly dispatched and sent sprawling into a display of Pepsi Cola cans. Angelo turns to escape and crashes into a pillar. The Oriental gang member grabs Kyung and gets a back arm blow to his face. Angelo dashes from the shop.
Did you see him? I think he broke my nose.
Hey, don't go!
Stealing? I'll teach you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You, tell the lady.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Say in Chinese.
I'm...
Yeah, you should be sorry.
Don't ever make trouble here. I'll beat you up each time.
Kyung heaves the Oriental outside.
Thank you.
Alina stares at Kyung with an amazed and dazed look.
You all right? Did this scare you?
No.
Oh, good.
Oh, Kyung! Hey, that was all right! I can't believe it's like... Man, it was just great! It was...
Kyung.
Huh?
Did they hurt you?
I know.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
How do you do some of that? It was just like, what the hell?
That's Chinese kung fu.
Nighttime. The supermarket closes.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
I'll see you later.
Okay, bye. Come on, Lisa. Let's go.
The two assistants leave. Keong puts out the bins while Alina tries to pull down the security shutter.
Can I help you?
I have to learn to do it.
Keong puts down the bins and returns to help.
Thanks.
The shutter goes up again with Alina hanging on. She's suspended off the ground.
I have you.
I
let
make
go.
It out.
Of course not. You're holding on to the hooks. Let go.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I think I need an electric gate.
That would be good. Why don't you go inside? I'll do it for you.
Hey, Kyung.
Huh?
You left your things. I forgot this. Let me help you put everything in.
Thank you. Oh, I forgot to pay for them.
Don't worry. It's a protection fee.
Well, then I should take more.
I'd have to charge you.
Hurry, lock it. The spring is broken. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey there, sugar. You want a date?
No, thank you.
He sees a woman being bundled away by three men. She's pinned down at the top of some metal steps in an alleyway. Keong drops his groceries.
Stop! Police! Police! Don't move! I shoot you! Don't move!
He pretends to go for a gun on the men's scarper. He dashes up the steps and helps the woman to her feet.
You okay?
I'm fine. Thank you.
No problem.
She knees him in the crotch. She's the attractive brunette gang member, Nancy. Other gangsters emerge with baseball bats. Keong jumps across to a flat roof and ducks, weaves, and kicks as they try to hit him with the bats. Keong leaps up to the ledge of a boarded-up window. He pulls a light fitting away and hurls it at one of his attackers. He leaps down, knocking the man to the ground. As another gang member swings his bat violently at Keong's face, he repels the blows with a twisted metal railing. Gripping the railing, he swings his legs underneath and wraps them round the gangster's legs, bringing him down. Keong somersaults down to ground level and stops in his tracks as he sees the gang leader Tony arrive on his fancy quad bike with other bikers. As they all pursue him, he scrambles over a tall fence into a yard. Nancy joins Tony on the quad bike and they find another way into the yard. Their headlights pick up Keong looking for a way out. He runs round a corner into a blind alley strewn with rubbish and graffiti. With sweat glistening on his face, he frantically tries a door, but it won't open. The shadows of the approaching bikers loom big on a wall. Tony turns to Angelo, who has a plaster on his nose.
Hey, Angelo! This is the guy that busted your friggin' nose?
Yeah, that's him.
He don't look so tough.
Yo, shithead!
Angelo points a gun.
You're gonna die!
Easy, Angelo. Not yet. Easy. Let's have some fun.
With wide eyes, Keong stares around for a way of escape. The gang turn over rubbish bins. Empty bottles pour out. Two rats scramble away.
Are you ready?
Angelo throws a green bottle at Keong. More bottles smash around him as he presses his back to a wall. He sinks down amidst the broken glass, his face covered in blood. He tries to protect his head as the bottles keep coming.
What's the matter with you? You stupid jerk!
Showtime!
What are you doing?
Shut up!
That's enough. Are you crazy?
Don't you ever call
Who
me!
Who the hell do you think you are?
Oh, my broken nose, you stupid bitch! I'm gonna kill you!
Tony grabs Angelo.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
You asshole.
Nancy!
You loser! Lisa!
Watch it! Stacy,
wait!
Hey, where you going?
You're at the party!
Hey, Angelo. Wait! I'm out of here. Hey!
Angelo feels his nose and stares at the barely conscious Keong.
Hey! Hey! Wait for me!
He leaves Keong sprawled face down. As Nancy arrives home, her brother Danny is absorbed with his new PlayStation.
Are you here? Why don't you ever answer me? Did you eat? Let me fix you something.
If I waited for you to cook, I would have starved to death.
Where did you get that? Did you use our food money to buy it?
No, Kyung gave it to me.
Who's Kyung?
He's our neighbor's nephew.
I told you never to go out with anybody. Especially strangers. Do you know how dangerous it is?
He's not a stranger. He's a nice guy. You always tell me to stay home. How about you? You always go out, every day. I bet you don't even remember the last time you took me to the park.
I have to work, you know. Who else is going to support us?
Support. I told you I need a new cushion. But you never buy me one. You just ignore me. See?
I'm sorry. I'll get you one tomorrow.
The stuffing is coming out of Danny's cushion.
Tomorrow. Always tomorrow.
I said I'm sorry. I'm sorry, really I am. I'll get you one tomorrow. I promise.
In her short, slinky red dress and white cardigan, Nancy takes rubbish bags to a utility room and sees the bloodied figure of Keong spring up in the shared hallway. She stares in shock as Keong slithers down the wall, stretching out his hand for help before losing consciousness.
What happened? It's Keong! What happened?
That's Keong?
Somebody help! Help!
Shh, Danny, shh! Go get me a towel! Go!
Draped in a towel and looking cleaned up but with cuts on his face, Keong comes round lying on a sofa. His bleary eyes look at a sandwich, an open tin of soup, and a mug waiting on a table beside him. Danny in his wheelchair plays on a martial arts trainer nearby.
Ow! Oh, Keong, you awake? Are you okay?
I got beat up.
There must have been a lot of people. My sister, she fixed up your wounds and undressed you, too. Oh, and she even made you breakfast. Here, have some.
How old is she?
She's 21, and she's pretty.
Where is she?
She went to school, and after school, she usually works. Hope you get to meet her soon. What are you doing now?
Going to the market.
Is that important?
I have to go.
Why are you going?
Elena needs my help.
I'll meet you at the car.
As he walks to the supermarket, Keong passes a street carnival. Tony and his motorcycle gang pull up and stare at him. As the gang pursue him on their bikes, he leaps over a pavement fence where families are dining at outside tables. Tony crashes through the fence, scattering tables and people. Other gang members give chase, and Keong leaps over another fence, which is festooned with balloons. The bikes follow as he runs along a road. He leaps onto a car and ducks down into the open sunroof as one of the bikes mounts the car after him. The shocked car driver ushers Keong out. Another bike runs over the top of the car. As a gang member speeds at him, Keong scales a high fence into a multi-story car park. Two bikers crash into the fence, sending Keong bouncing off a parked vehicle onto the ground. He groans from his injuries. He drags himself to his feet and legs it through the car park. With pillion passengers wielding clubs, two bikers storm into the car park after him. Keong jumps over a barrier onto a lower level and is almost hit by a passing van. He squeezes between the van and a wall. The van's side mirror lashes into his shoulder before stopping. The bikers are still after him. He runs up a pedestrian stairway and waits. As a bike passes, he pulls off the pillion passenger and gives him a beating. He slams down a barrier as the bike turns to chase him. The barrier knocks the rider off his machine. Now the Oriental-looking gang member lashes out at Keong with a baseball bat. Other bikers move in and chase him over the tops of parked cars until he's pinned against an outside barrier fence.
There's no way out! Give up!
Fine.
He's going up!
Watch it!
Get him! Get him!
There he is! He's going to the roof! Let's go!
Keong scrambles over the fence and clambers up the outside of the multi-story. He reaches the top level. The gang chases up the ramps after him.
Hey!
I can't find him anywhere!
Find him!
Come on, guys, keep looking! China, check those cars over there!
A driver returns to his truck and sees Keong in the back.
He's gotta be around here somewhere!
Hey, what the hell are you doing in my truck?
The driver gets out.
Hey, man, he's in here!
Up here!
The open truck is pushed towards the edge with Keong scrambling among the cargo of bouncy balls.
Push! Come on, he's going over! He's through! Come on, guys, keep pushing!
He dives out before the truck crashes through the barrier. The vehicle tumbles backwards down six stories to a main road, scattering hundreds of bouncy balls. Other cars collide into the wreckage. Keong's on the run again with the gang after him. He reaches another barrier with a sheer drop beyond it. He stares across at a building opposite as the gang catch up and surround him.
Place to run to now.
Let's make a deal. You kiss my ass and we'll let you go.
Angelo drops his trousers.
Right there. Come on, kiss my tattoo. Woo! Woo-hoo! Let me shake it for you.
Keong snaps off a car aerial and whips it across Angelo's tattooed bottom.
Hey, man! Son of a bitch!
Keong delivers an up-yours gesture to the gang before jumping onto the roof of a car and leaping across the void to a balcony on the building opposite. He gets shakily to his feet.
I can't believe this guy!
Help! The cops are coming, let's go!
Come on!
Come on,
let's get out of here! Tony, it's the cops! Let's get out of here!
Come on, Tony!
We're out of here, man!
Elsewhere in the city, two black Cadillacs stop in a side street.
Jordan, pull over here. Wait for my signal. Keep your eyes open.
Men in suits check their automatic weapons. A big lilac-colored car stops. In the back are two hard-looking black men wearing heavy gold.
Boss, they're here.
Can we trust this guy?
These are the only guys can handle a score this beat.
They better not fuck with us.
Don't worry, stay cool.
A diamond.
It's about 3.50 carats. F color. BVS1.
Hey, man, they're all good.
Where are the rest of the stones?
You think I'm crazy? Where's the cash, man?
A bearded mobster nods to one of his heavies, who opens a case filled with banknotes.
Okay, I want the diamonds now.
Da-da-da-da! The king and queen have arrived!
Shut up, Angelo. Where are the boys anyway?
They've gone shopping.
Oh, great.
Hey, what's up?
You don't have to come up.
Okay.
You know, why don't you get rid of her? She's a pain in the ass.
I don't want to hear any more shit from you, Angelo.
Ooh.
Okay, whatever.
Did I say something wrong?
Yeah, let's go.
Angelo and the Oriental turn and stare as the big lilac car careers along the road, crashing into other vehicles. It smashes through a plate glass window, bringing down a shop frontage.
What's going on?
Take a look. Let's go!
One of the hard-looking black men tumbles from the car covered in blood. He stretches out his hand for help.
Get the gold.
The Oriental whips the gold from the man's wrist.
Holy shit! I'll take that!
Angelo wrestles a case from the other man.
What's going on?
The two Cadillacs sweep into view as Angelo struggles to open the case.
Hey, hold it! Freeze! Now! Shoot him!
Angelo dodges a hail of bullets to escape with the case. Keong pushes Danny's wheelchair to safety. One of the mobsters checks out the bodies in the lilac car. He tosses a hand grenade into a holdall containing ammunition on the back seat.
Let's go!
The lilac car explodes into a ball of flame. Angelo dashes into an apartment block and sinks down against a wall to open the case. Inside, a black bag full of diamonds. He runs them through his fingers. With the bag, he leaps through an open window as two of the mobsters burst in. He scrambles over rooftops.
Who are these guys? Why are they still shooting?
Back at the apartment block, Keong snatches Danny from his wheelchair as Angelo rushes down the stairway. Angelo falls over the abandoned wheelchair. Gripping the bag of diamonds, Angelo spots one of the mobsters running with a briefcase on the floor below. He sees the old cushion on the wheelchair and stuffs the diamonds into it. He runs as a mobster appears with a gun.
Ah, don't shoot!
Don't move!
Please don't shoot! I ain't got nothing! I got nothing!
Keong peers through the door of a side room.
Give me my stuff or I'll blow your fucking head off!
I got nothing, man!
I know you got it.
You, man.
Where is it?
I'm clean. I got nothing.
Where is it?
Nothing.
Keong cautiously drags in Danny's wheelchair.
I told you, I'm clean.
Cops are all over the place.
The mobster holding Angelo drops his gun from an open window and removes his gloves. His colleague does the same as uniformed cops arrive.
Freeze! Right there!
What's going on, Ken? What's happening?
Move ahead. Come on. Keep your hands
on. Come on, move it!
Keep going!
Move it down!
Keong peers out again as the two mobsters are being led down the stairs.
What happened?
The bad guys were here, but the police caught them. Boy, you're heavy. So, this is your home, huh? Bet your sister is not here. What do you think?
I think you're right.
Let me get your racing car.
Looking worried, Nancy hides behind her bedroom door after spotting Keong.
What's
Yay,
up?
Hey, come here!
What is it?
Ta-da! Look! My sister bought a new cushion for me. Nancy, are you home?
Is anybody home?
He peers through the open door of Nancy's bedroom. Nancy holds her breath as she hides behind the door.
Kyung, could you please get my wheelchair?
Okay. How come your sister is never home? What does she do?
She's a flight attendant and a model. She's very busy.
Last time, did you say she was in school?
Oh, she just graduated. She has all kinds of jobs.
Well, that just means she loves you. Just be good to her.
Sometimes when I go to the park and I see other kids playing with their sisters and I can't, I really get mad at myself.
That's not your fault. You can blame yourself. You're a pretty smart kid, looking after yourself.
I wish my legs were like other kids so I could take care of her myself. And I wouldn't have to worry about her. Because I really love her.
Nancy emerges in tears.
Nancy, you're home. Why are you crying? What's wrong? Oh, this is my best friend, Kyung. And my sister, Nancy. Isn't she pretty? Oh, well, not right now.
I'm sorry.
Shh, live a mind. Forget the past. Shh.
You two know each other?
Huh? Oh, your sister bumped into me the other day on the staircase. Bet your cushion works well. Come on.
Okay, yeah!
Come on.
Kion kicks the old cushion under the sofa, and he and Nancy lift Danny into the wheelchair. She hugs Keong, with his leg resting on the table, Angelo in a police interview room.
What about the guns?
Guns? What guns? I'm just a tourist in this city. What about the explosion? You've been out there playing with your toys. Come on.
So what we have is a list of missing diamonds, guns without fingerprints on them, an empty briefcase, and an explosion that destroyed most of the major evidence. These boys are professionals. I'm sure they had something to do with that heist last week. What?
The lawyer's here.
Damn it, not now.
I'm afraid we gotta let him go.
Why?
The lawyer's just too well connected.
Go on, get out of here.
Connected. Shit. Everyone in this damn town is connected.
The two mobsters are released. Two detectives watch through a window as they're picked up by Cadillac.
Let Angelo go. We'll sit back and watch what happens.
You better say a prayer for him.
Yeah.
Angelo swaggers away from police HQ on foot. Nighttime. Angelo climbs a fire escape at the apartment block. He pulls back from a window when he sees a search going on inside. Keong leaves his uncle's apartment and sees men in suits searching in the common hallway. As he approaches, one shines his torch into Keong's face.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I live here.
Have you seen anything unusual today?
Who are you?
We're the FBI.
I hear some gunfire, explosions, but I went home. I see nothing at all.
We're trying to recover some stolen property. If you find anything, give us a call, okay? There's a big reward.
He gives Keong a card.
Okay.
You've been very cooperative. You're free to go.
I take the stairs. Bye.
Keep searching.
A giant window of stained glass fills a wall in a large building that looks like a converted church. Spotlights shine on an oval cage where Nancy sits swinging on a trapeze. It's set in a bigger cage where a tiger paces. Outside the cage, revelers dance to a live band. Others sit at tables with drinks. Keong enters, passing a couple who lean against a pillar, kissing. Keong brushes past the dancers towards the cage. He watches the scantily clad Nancy in the inner cage, who is now dancing. The tiger runs around looking restless and jumps up at the oval cage in which Nancy sways to the music. Nancy catches Keong's eye and smiles at him. He returns the smile. Nancy holds onto the cage bars and swings her shapely legs high. Keong starts to move to the beat. She signals for Keong to take a seat and that she'll join him. The bikers arrive.
Hey! Good to see you. Good to see you. Hey, what went down this morning?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
Man, is Angelo still in jail?
I heard he got out, but he disappeared. Where's Nancy? Go find her.
I'll get her.
I think Angelo is hiding something from us.
Angelo?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Another woman joins them. Nancy sits with Keong, who is nursing a beer. A waitress brings her a drink.
Here you go, hon.
Thanks.
Hey, he's kind of cute.
Jackie! Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Nice place.
Yeah.
Aren't you afraid of the tiger?
We've been friends for a while.
They click glasses.
Do you really like this job?
It's good money. What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. You dance well. Very good.
Thank you.
Hey, Nancy. What's up?
The Oriental member of Tony's gang looks disdainfully at Keong and stares back at Nancy before striding away.
He tells me that I gotta come out of here.
Hey, Tony!
Nancy's let's get out of here.
What?
Over there!
Shit! Get him!
The gang members barge over the dance floor in pursuit of Leon and Nancy.
Come on!
Leong picks up the high-heeled shoes Nancy discards as she jumps over a fence and kicks over the gang's parked motorbikes.
Come on!
She speeds away on one of the bikes with Keong as pillion.
Damn!
Bitch!
Let me get to the bikes!
He's gonna pay for this
my
big
bike,
time!
Man. Don't hang around with those guys. Spend more time with Danny. He needs you. Don't let your situation change you. You have to change it.
You're right. I need some time to change. Do you have a girlfriend? You are cute.
As they stand by the waterside, she wearing his jacket, she kisses him. The next day, Tony's gang minus Angelo ride their bikes into a Lena's supermarket and wreak havoc.
Where is he, you stupid bitch? If you don't tell me right now, they'll keep tearing this place apart, got it?
A black Cadillac pulls up, and mobsters grab two of the gang who are smashing up the outside of the supermarket. One is shoved into the boot, and the other is bundled into the back seat. The Cadillac speeds away. Inside the shop, the wrecking spree goes on before the rest of the bike gang ride off. Alina watches close to tears. In a park, a guy on rollerblades rolls up to an ice cream van.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi.
Hey, can I help you?
Ice cream, please.
Sure. Here's your ice cream.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, ice cream!
Can I have some ice cream?
Sure.
Keong and Nancy ride a tandem with Danny's wheelchair in tow. Angelo furtively cycles behind.
What kind?
Chocolate.
Hey, we'll be right back, Danny.
Ice cream.
As they go to the ice cream van, Angelo throws the boy from his wheelchair and runs off with his cushion.
Somebody stole my cushion!
Hey, you!
Keong and others give chase. Angelo searches the cushion as he runs and throws it down with a grimace. Keong picks it up and stares at it thoughtfully. Near a lake, the two biker gang captives are being tortured.
I swear I don't know what the hell you're talking about! I don't know where Angelo is! I don't know anything!
Maybe this will help!
The mobster grinds a log in a machine.
Sir, I don't want to talk.
I want my diamonds back. Now.
Okay, boys.
It's your turn.
A hefty member of the biker gang is put headfirst into the grinder. As the other biker looks on horrified, a bin bag is prepared for the man's remains. Keong arrives at the supermarket and stares in shock at the devastation. He sees the sad figure of Alina amidst the wreckage trying to drink from a can, but spilling most of it.
What happened?
If you'd been here, you would know. But you weren't, as you should have been. Because you were out on a date with the neighborhood gang leader's girlfriend. And that's the problem. They were looking for you, so they came here for revenge. I shouldn't blame you. It's all my fault. You don't live here. You came for your uncle's wedding. I wanted your help. Perhaps I should thank you. I just don't know why I thought this would work. And why I thought I could depend on you.
Clearly moved, Liang turns and rushes off.
Nancy, where's Tony?
I think I know where he is.
Wearing shop-soiled clothes, Alina takes off her specs back at the store and starts to sob. Holding his hand, Nancy leads Liang to a hippie-style encampment.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Nance.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm no one, just a friend of mine.
Come sweet.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
They enter a warehouse where weird-looking people drink, canoodle, smoke, and dance. Leon sees Tony chatting up a girl with a bottle in his hand. He picks up the disco equipment and slams it down onto the pool table.
You are all garbage!
Tony throws his bottle at Leon. kicks one of the gang from a hammock. Tony fires a gun into the air and then points it slowly at Leon.
This is where it ends, big shot.
You got the guns? Drop the gun!
Nancy approaches. Tony glances at her and tosses the gun over his shoulder. Tony swipes the disco gear off the pool table and jumps up onto the table. Leon takes off his jacket and springs up to the other side. Tony lays into Keon with his fists. Leon deflects the blows with incredible speed and strikes home with some of his own blows. Tony grabs some swinging light fittings to keep his balance and gets a sharp kick into his opponent's stomach. Leon collapses onto the pool table. He rolls off as Tony tries to stamp on him. Other gang members manhandle Keon, but he leaps back onto the table and he and Tony continue to trade vicious blows. Keon catapults Tony headfirst through the air. He crashes down heavily onto a slot machine. The Oriental biker slams his pool cue into Keon. He dodges it and the cue breaks. Other gang members wade in, but Keon is faster and more lethal than all of them. Fighting with just his fists and his feet, Keon knocks one of his attackers into a fridge. When the door opens, Keon fists him and then elbows him inside again. This time the door stays shut. Keon is pinned against a chest freezer by a supermarket trolley. He kicks through the trolley and sends one of the gang reeling. As more come at him with clubs, Keon scales an internal fence and fights with bottles around the pool table. He slams one of the bottles into the skull of the tough Oriental biker. Another biker picks up a bottle in each hand and is about to enter the fray when Nancy slugs him hard in the face. Others come at him now with baseball bats, but he weaves and ducks most of the blows. He pulls shut a slatted wooden gate, but one of the thugs pokes him sharply in the stomach through the slats. He falls against skiing equipment. He picks up a long ski and forces one of his attackers backwards with the ski held to the man's throat. He fences with the ski, slamming it into other members of the gang as they keep coming back at him. Looking dazed, Tony surveys the scene.
Hold it! Stop! I said that's enough! Okay, you win. Go.
I don't know what you're thinking. You can spend the rest of your life beating up people and robbing them. Why lower yourself? Don't you know you're the scum of society?
Keong starts to walk away, but stops and turns. He speaks in Cantonese. I hope next time when we meet, we won't be fighting each other. Instead, we'll be drinking tea. Nursing his wounds, Tony turns to the Oriental gang member.
What did he say?
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Let me get your jacket for you.
Thank you.
Did he really mean that?
Yeah.
You know he's right. Sometimes we go too far.
Help! Help!
Help
Somebody
him!
Help me!
What the hell is going on? What is that?
They killed Lance.
Who killed Lance?
The guys in the limo, it was terrible.
Hey, what is that now? Who would do this?
Keon, a friend of mine got murdered.
They said if we don't return the stuff Angelo took, we'll all end up like Lance.
Where's Angelo now? Where is he?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Where's Angelo? Where is he?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think I know where he is.
Let's get him.
No, I think we better call police.
I don't deal with cops.
They are not cops. They are FBI.
Two black Cadillacs pull up in a caravan park where Keong and Nancy wait.
Thank you for your help.
You talk to me and you talk to me now! Don't you know you're gonna die?
Hey, FBI's here!
That ain't the FBI!
Angelo tries to climb from the window of his caravan.
No, you don't!
Where are the diamonds?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Sit down! I asked you where the diamonds are.
In Danny's wheelchair.
What?
Okay, where are the diamonds?
I don't know.
One more chance.
Don't you? I know where it is.
Where?
Don't fuck with us. Gabriel, let's go.
At gunpoint, the mobsters lead Keong to Nancy's apartment.
Hi, Keong!
Get in there!
What's happening?
Hey, you don't!
Move!
Hey, let me go!
Shut up!
Help! Put him down!
Hey, he's just a kid!
No, that's my new cushion! Don't! Stop it! Don't rip my new cushion!
Where's the diamonds?
Stop!
I don't know.
You want the diamonds? I'll tell you where some are.
Where are they? Where are they?
In my sister's room.
Wait!
Keong spies the old cushion under the sofa.
Hey!
I think the diamond's there.
In the red box.
Don't try anything stupid.
In Nancy's room, a mobster clutches her cheap jewelry.
You call these diamonds?
They're my sister's diamonds.
You stupid
Easy.
Kid.
No. Keep your hands up.
Do you know where the diamonds are or not?
With Danny's walking crutch, Keong disarms the mobster and knocks him out. He points the gun at the other one.
Don't move. Let go.
Danny's mouth is bleeding.
Danny, you okay?
Okay.
He's just a kid.
Keong slugs the mobster.
Keong, catch!
Danny tosses over a crash helmet and Keong slams it across the hoodlum's face.
Keong!
Danny throws over a steel wrench.
Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
Move!
Keong pours the diamonds onto the table. The mobsters are tied up on the floor.
You'll be sorry. You're gonna die.
What's the difference between these diamonds and my sister's?
I think about $7 million or so.
Whoa.
Did you get through?
Oh, the police put me on hold.
Keong takes a mobile phone from the belt of one of the mobsters. He looks at the screen and presses the phone to the mobster's mouth and then clasps his hand over the man's mouth.
Yeah?
Are you there? What's happening? Have you got my diamonds?
Yes.
Make sure you get rid of the Chinaman and the kid. Leave no witnesses.
You want to kill me?
Who the hell is this?
I'm the Chinaman! I have your people. I have your diamonds.
What do you want?
I just want my friends back.
Did you call the cops? Did you?
No.
You better not if you want your friends back alive. Keep this phone and wait for my call. I'll tell you what to do.
Hello?
He packs Danny off in a yellow cab.
Go to school and wait for me. Take care of him. Thank you.
Sister!
Okay. Be careful!
You too!
The mobsters are giving Tony a beating.
Listen! Tell me where the Chinese guy is!
All I know is he's the owner of the Waha supermarket!
With the diamonds bulging under his denim shirt, Keong arrives at the spruced up supermarket.
Hi, Keong.
Hi.
And I want you to give this back to me every week.
Elena!
Hey, Keong! Look at this. Didn't we do a great job renovating?
We've been working 24 hours a day. Pretty impressive, huh? Oh, there's no reason to quit now. I'm determined to make it even better than before.
Yeah, it's very nice.
What's wrong?
Do we have some place quiet?
What do you mean quiet?
Look.
The diamonds.
Whoa. Glass doesn't sparkle like that. Can't be. Don't tell me these diamonds are real.
They're real, all right, but stolen.
She snatches the bag.
Okay, everybody, lunchtime. Go upstairs. Lisa, lock the door.
All right, let's go.
You have to help me.
Why should I, huh? Those devils can die. They did so much damage to the store, I'll take a few as payback.
Please don't do that. I need them for ransom.
That's serious. Well, call the police.
Addie, that's why we're in trouble. I don't know what to do.
No one will notice if I took a few.
Hello?
Mr. Qian, where are you?
You don't need to know. Where's my friends?
You'll find out. Just come down to the supermarket.
What?
Just come down.
Hello?
Now what?
He said to go to the supermarket.
He must think you own the supermarket. Hey, what can he do to you? He's bluffing. Just trying to scare you.
Where are you going?
Bathroom.
You don't need diamonds in the bathroom.
She hands some back.
Hey, come on, this is no joke.
She sullenly hands more back. He replaces them in the bag.
Women.
He looks out at the upstairs window and sees the mobsters attaching chains between the supermarket structure and a mobile crane.
Hurry up. Get the can. Come on, move!
He rushes down the spiral stairs and crouches down. Wires and chains are attached all over.
Start it up!
A mobster points a gun at the crane driver. Keong pounds on the bathroom door.
Yelena, open up!
Go away!
Open up first!
Leave me alone!
The mobile crane pulls away. The whole building starts to collapse. Keong is thrown about. Alina sits on the roof, looking bewildered. A pile of dust rises up as the structure crashes down. There's a flash of electricity as cables sever. A black Cadillac races away from the scene. Alina is still sitting on the loo. There's no wall in front of her. She stares at the debris of the newly furbished supermarket.
Hey, Elena, are you okay? You okay?
I'm not.
Don't do that. Hey, I can see you.
Of course you can see me. So can everyone on the street. What does it matter?
Hey, why is the big deal? I pay you back for everything.
I'll kill you, you devil. It's all your fault. It's all your fault. You ruined me. You wrecked my home. What have you done to me?
Are you trying to kill me?
You're the one trying to kill me. I'll show you. Wait. Again. I'm jumping.
Hey, don't
I'm
jump. Jumping. Don't jump. Just relax. Relax. It's the phone. The phone. Hello?
Mr. Kyung.
Yes.
So how do you like my style?
Hey, quiet down.
No one bargains with me.
Where's my friend?
If I don't have those diamonds in my hands in 1 hour, you'll never see your friends alive.
Yes, yes. Give me the address.
100 Beach Avenue.
100 Beach? Hello?
What?
Quiet, please. No. I have to think of how to save them.
They gotta save me.
I'll give you a big diamond, okay?
You promise? No excuse.
Hope I call the real cops this time.
Water is pouring everywhere as they perch in what remains of the gutted building.
What are you doing?
Looking for diamonds.
Hello? Hello? Police?
Look, Young, we think these guys work for a syndicate run by a man named White Tiger. You gotta find a way to get to him. So, I want you to just show them this one diamond. Try to get them to talk about the murder and the robbery, and try to get them to name names and places. If you don't, we don't have any hard evidence here.
I only care about my friends.
Don't worry, we will get your friends back. How is he?
Good.
Okay, testing, testing, testing. Here comes Ahab the Arab. How is it?
Good.
Okay.
Try to say something.
Dad, watch over me.
Load up, William.
Okay. Okay,
good.
Let's go, kiddo. Kyung, listen. Don't worry. They won't do anything in a restaurant. Not in a public place.
Not really. What about the last time they threw a grenade to the crowd? You better be careful.
Don't worry. We'll back you up.
As Keong is driven off, the chief turns to the cigar-smoking detective who made the comment.
What the hell is wrong with you? Is that smoke affecting your brain? What are you, stupid? Good grief, don't you understand anything?
A taxi driven by a detective drops Keong off at the waterside restaurant. A mobster waves from the terrace.
Jump!
Keep the change.
Oh, thank you. Don't worry, we got you covered. Code 4 got the tiger by the tail.
The chief, Harrison, listens on headphones while his cigar-smoking colleague watches through binoculars.
There they are.
A mobster smiles as he examines the diamond.
It's good. Okay, where's the rest of our diamonds?
The diamonds are part of the robbery. When they sold them, people got killed. How can you say they're yours?
Smart, very smart.
It's none of your business. Look, if you want to see your friends again, just give us the rest of our diamonds.
I want to see my friends first.
No, I can't do that.
I don't think you guys can make that decision. I want to see your boss, White Tiger.
Stupid, don't mention White Tiger.
Our boss is not White Tiger.
If your boss is not White Tiger, I think I'm talking to the wrong people.
Stay here.
Just hold on.
The bearded mobster boss is playing golf.
Hey, boss, you got a call.
Boss, this is Jordan. I think they're onto us.
He called you White Tiger.
He shouldn't know my name.
He does know it. Maybe he went to the cops.
Well, search him to see if he's wired, you idiot.
Okay. The boss would like to see you.
That's it. He's got it.
Come with me.
Birds are flying.
Let's go.
Check.
Keong is led to a row of boathouses. The mobsters try different doors.
Your boss is staying in the boathouse?
Hey, which one is it?
The first one that opens. He's bundled inside.
He stays here? In number...
What number? What number?
He's searched with a gun to his throat and a hand over his mouth. Mobster Jordan finds the sound bug in his hair. He tosses it into the water. Chief Harrison whips off his headphones in pain.
Yes.
Boss, it was wired.
He's working with the police. Kill him. Kill the hostages. We don't want any evidence.
We didn't find the diamonds.
To hell with the diamonds. We don't want any more trouble.
Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it.
Jordan puts gloves on.
So what'd the boss say?
Kill him. Kill the hostages, leave the diamonds, and move on.
Hey, I know where the diamonds are. You guys want the diamonds, don't you?
It's too late.
Keong grabs the gun and knocks the mobster into the water. He brings down a ladder on the other one, Jordan, and leaps over a moored cabin boat.
Come on! There he goes! Come on, move!
Keong dashes along the boardwalk.
Go on!
He squeezes between the tin walls of two boathouses and is spotted.
Hey, Jordan! He's here! He's not going anywhere. He's stuck.
Hey!
The cigar-smoking detective is shot at as he goes for his gun. Another cop fires at the hoodlums, and they fire back as they run. Harrison appears.
All clear!
Hey, go after him. You okay?
Yeah. What do we do now? Bastards, kill the hostages and leave no evidence!
Quick! They gotta kill my friends!
Nah, they won't kill your friend. Help's on the way.
What? On the way?
Quick, get out of here! Let's go!
Oh, shit, it's too late!
Howard, are you okay?
I don't know.
Looking frustrated, Keong legs it.
Where the hell do you think you're going?
The four mobsters run through the boatyard as police cars arrive. They chase along a jetty and open fire on tourists queuing for a hovercraft.
Down here!
Get out of the way!
Get out of the way! No! No! Come on! Get
up! People scatter in all directions. Armed police shoot at the hoodlums.
Let's go! Move!
Jordan has dragged a woman onto the hovercraft. At gunpoint, the pilot starts the engines. Keong watches frantically as the vessel starts to move.
Call for the Coast Guard! They're on the hovercraft!
Keong looks up at a bridge spanning the estuary and starts to shin up the mast of a yacht moored underneath. Jets of air from the hovercraft blow down awnings on the departure jetty, scattering paperwork and people. From the top of the mast, Keong leaps to a second mast, which bends with his weight and lowers him down to the concrete foundations of the bridge. He springs onto the deck of the hovercraft as it passes. Inside the vessel, a mobster spots him.
Jordan! It's him! Give me that gun!
Keong rolls away as the mobster fires a submachine gun through the window. A mooring rope becomes entangled around his ankle as he falls overboard. Now he clings to the rope and skis behind the hovercraft. A flotilla of police boats with armed officers speed head-on towards the hovercraft.
Hovercraft!
This is the police. Stop immediately.
I think we have to stop.
Go through, I'll blow you away.
The pilot changes course sharply. Keong loses his balance and is dragged horizontally through the water as he holds onto the rope. The hovercraft glides through the line of police boats. A helicopter joins the chase.
There's a police helicopter out there. We'll get rid of it.
The mobster with the submachine gun fires through the windows at the chopper. A cop sits in the doorway firing back. There's a flash and the helicopter pulls away. Keong is skiing upright in the water again. Jordan, sitting next to the hovercraft pilot, sees some little rowing boats straight ahead. The vessel plows into one of them. The two occupants are tossed out and cling to the overturned boat. Keong bounces over them and is then dragged over a second boat on his bottom. The hovercraft heads straight for a beach. A look of alarm sweeps over sunbathers who run.
Look out!
What are you crazy? Help! Help!
Help! The arm is pulled onto a sandbank and lets go of the rope as the hovercraft continues over the beach. Armed cops arrive and block the way.
Go the other way! Move!
With a gun to his head, the pilot swings the vessel round, churning up sand on the beach. Keong sees a little girl sitting in a big sandcastle, oblivious to it all. He snatches the girl as the hovercraft is about to plow into all her fine work and her. He runs with the girl in his arms. Jordan sees Keong and issues orders to the hovercraft pilot.
Hey! Run him over!
No!
Keong tosses the little girl to her anguished mother and then hits the sand as the hovercraft, now being driven by Jordan, goes straight over him. He emerges from the sand looking angry. He gets to his feet and with a new determination sprints after the hovercraft. He mounts a row of parked cars and springs onto the hovercraft deck. Jordan sees him and shoots. Keong rolls off the deck and clings onto the vessel's side as the hovercraft takes to a main road, causing chaos. It hits a bus and cars collide as they try to avoid the monster. Keong lies on the roof now as it approaches a junction where cars have stopped at a pedestrian crossing. It plows into the waiting vehicles. A man in a wheelchair suddenly regains the use of his legs and runs. It hits a police car, brushing it out of the way. Jordan sees a big truck heading towards them.
Oh, shit!
The truck swerves, and the hovercraft swerves. Keong is tossed into the road and comes to rest in front of the truck's wheels as it skids to a halt.
Are you okay?
No!
Hovercraft is now heading east on 48th Street.
Harrison here. We're in position. We'll stop him.
The chief throws up his arms as the hovercraft plows into his car. A couple speed in a flash sports car. They look horrified as the hovercraft is about to hit them head on. It glides over their car, merely scratching the paintwork. Well, a few bits drop off. The driver and his leggy girlfriend get out.
Oh, God, my car! Look what they've done!
The vessel coasts on down a road with a street party and a band. The drummer stares over his shades at it.
Hovercraft!
Turn around! Go back!
I can't!
You, move it! Move it! Move it! Lock this intersection down! Let's go!
Do something!
Whoa, what?
There's no way to be stopped!
Who I am.
You know no, what I do not care cross. Who you are! You must move your car now! Move your car!
As chaos continues to reign, Keong spots a serrated sword hanging in the wall display outside a museum of antiques. He grabs it and climbs into the flash sports car.
Car! Out of the way!
The Morbits drop off the car as Keong does a fast reverse under a lorry blocking the road. With a sword poking from the side, he swings round and accelerates towards the approaching hovercraft. He presses his foot on the protruding sword to secure it and rips along the side of the vessel, puncturing its airbag. People scatter as it surges along a pavement, smashing shop windows and sending up sparks before running out of steam. Or air. Keong leaps from the roof of the sports car and through one of the blown-out windows of the hovercraft. He grabs a gun from one of the dazed hoodlums.
Where's the hostage?
I don't know.
Where are they?
Wait! I'll tell you! Just don't shoot!
More police cars arrive and surround the hovercraft. Later at the golf club.
Hey, excuse me. Have you seen Mr. White?
I believe I saw him on hole 17.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Keong, hole 17.
Copy.
All right, I copy that. We're getting him set up.
Go here, then over there. Got that?
Yes.
Good.
Can you really drive this thing?
I think I can manage.
Keong, you're okay?
Nancy.
And you, they found you.
Elena.
Hi, Tony.
Thank you.
Hey, he's at hole 17.
Yes, thank you. You guys want a ride?
Sure.
Let's go. Huh?
Yeah, Unit 3, what's the official reason for this ride?
Because White Tiger's hoods have control of the thing.
Unit 3, copy.
With the captured mobsters on board, along with the FBI, Nancy, Alina, and Tony, Keong pilots the patched-up hovercraft over the golf course towards White Tiger.
Look at that!
White Tiger gawps as he sees the monster hovering towards him.
What time he's got? Shoot him!
Two of his heavies open fire, but the hovercraft keeps hovering onwards. It hits one of the heavies, throws him into the air, and rides over him, squashing him into the ground.
Get him!
Alina applauds as the other heavy crashes into a tree. The machine runs over White Tiger. He's left lying face down with a bruised body and most of his clothes torn off. He lifts his head, revealing a mouth stuffed with grass.
Yeah!
The end.